Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, I'll tell you this. The mountain was too high for the Eagles for the first 51 Super Bowls. And then 52, they said, nah, we can scale that mountain. Then they scaled it again at 59. Of course, they got a shot to scale it at 60. And I'm going to tell you something that happened this week, and no one's talking about it, but makes it a little easier to scale the mountain. And this kind of flew under the radar because it's not about an Eagle, but it's about a prime team that the Eagles will be battling with, including in a regular season game.
I know where you're going.
Right?
Now. Yep. Yeah. Big deal.
This is not a thing. It's
big
not a small
deal.
Thing. Yeah.
It's a really big deal.
So the Detroit Lions, who of course have been a really tough team, not just a good team, but a tough team the last couple of years. They lost their starting center this week to retirement.
Early, too.
And
29 years old.
And he's a four-time Pro Bowler. And here's the thing. You know, around this time of the year, there's normally one or two of these every year where there's a player, maybe not normally this good, but a player who's like a well-known player. And he's like, you know what? My body just can't answer the bell. You know, like coming season, he's been trying to work out. He's like, I don't feel it anymore. I can't do it. Not at the level I used to and not without the pain and the injury and all that. So this Frank Ragnow guy, four-time Pro Bowler, 29 years old, retired. He was the center of their team.
And a bad time for the team. Off-season's happened.
Correct.
The draft has happened. Yeah. Like, it's a horrible time for the team.
So I'm just saying, like, that's a thing to be aware of. Because
over 5,500 snaps. You know how many sacks he allowed?
How many?
Six.
Yeah.
They lost their incredible offensive coordinator.
Well, him
Ben
too.
Johnson,
yeah.
Who went and became the head coach of the Chicago Bears.
And look, the D coordinator for what it's worth.
Who's like an offensive coordinator out there on the field in a lot of cases where he's making a ton of calls. He was great at making those calls.
I am not going to tell you I'm an expert on the Detroit Lions. I certainly am not. But from afar, I have had this sense. The best part of their team has been their offensive line. Which, by the way, is pretty similar to the Eagles over the last decade.
Look at the running backs.
And,
I mean, they've crushed it there.
And how lucky have the Eagles been with guys? Now, Brandon Brooks was an early retirement. Not like super early, but earlier than you would have liked. But Lane's played forever. Jason Kelsey played forever. Jason Peters played for, I'll say it, too long.
Okay. Jason Peters, bless his heart.
So just, you know, tuck this one away. That's not a small thing that guy's done. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Jason in Reading. Jason, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say I'm happy that Bryce Harper's back, and last night also Strider lost his game, so I just find that's ironic.
Yeah, he got hit around pretty good.
Maybe he was afraid to throw
the
inside.
and then the other thing is, I mean, I know it has been said, but I think putting Nola in the bullpen closer to the playoffs or in the playoffs, I think that's a great idea.
Depends on how he pitches. It's a great idea if he pitches, well, for two fronts. One, if he pitches well enough to contribute. Two, if it's to tuck him away if he doesn't pitch well, but just to make sure he doesn't start instead of a better starter now. But the key, obviously, Jason, I think it's what you're driving at, is how good will he be? We'll say. We're going to need him as a fan base to rebound, or if he doesn't, then you're not going to be able to lean on him much.
Right, right. Okay, yep, no, I understand that.
Jason, give me a big answer, bud. You can join us for the Phils game next week. Who's known for something that's kind of a random category?
Okay, well, I think we can eliminate the polls after I give you my answer.
Ooh.
But I'm going to go with Joe DiCamera as the hammer.
Thank you, sir. I'm not going to vote for myself.
That's not a winning answer, sadly.
Me either.
But
I applaud you, bud. I appreciate it. Let's listen to Vic Fangio. So he commented on a lot yesterday, one of which was Jalen Carter. Really good question, because his usage was, I mean, John, in my lifetime, I don't ever remember defensive linemen for the Eagles playing more. I don't. Maybe Reggie did. I doubt it. Maybe Jerome did. I doubt it. No,
well,
definitely not Jerome. Because Jerome, they rotated with Pitts and Golic. Definitely not.
Especially not like just recently.
Yeah.
You guys don't do this.
Don't do it. So he was playing. I mean, there were games he played 100% of snaps, and there were a bunch of games he played over 90% of the snaps. It was really rare.
Yeah.
And so Vic Fangio asked a question yesterday about, you know, essentially, is he overusing Jalen Carter, and how are they going to move it, you know, do it moving forward? Man, he let you know what he thinks.
On the offensive side of the ball, Nick's gotten questions about, you know, Saquon's usage, you know, heavy usage last year. Is that something you have to consider going forward with him and you're making sure that, you know, he's able to play at a high level, not putting too many snaps on?
Well, in Jalen's case, the two plays he had at the end of the Rams game, which everybody has alluded to many times, those were his 68th and 69th snaps in that game.
Obviously he showed that he was well conditioned last year. I just mean from the perspective of, you know, long term, if he's playing an extreme number of snaps every year, do you worry that his performance would drop off?
He's still a young pup.
That's great.
There you have it.
Not worried is the takeaway.
Ben, he's the guy that would play the 25-year-old catcher 150 games. What's the most games a catcher, like, do you have any idea?
It's a good question.
I think,
because JT played the most over the last couple of years.
Pudge used to catch like 150 a year.
That is a ton.
Posada would catch 140 to 150 a year.
All right, so you're going to be shocked at this, but there are three catchers. Sal Perez, who's still playing, Ted Simmons, and Joe Torre played 161 games in a season.
Wow.
That's astounding.
Yeah, but Sal Perez probably DH'd.
He might. I don't know. It just says most games by, I mean, it says by a catcher.
Okay, but maybe we'd have to look into.
Could be some DH.
Sal Perez plays first base a lot as well.
Gotcha.
Okay, so it looks like 157 definitely was done.
Okay.
So Carlton Fisk and Gary Carter both caught 157 games
incredible
in a season.
Players.
Holy cow.
So, but John, this Jalen Carter thing, I mean, I tend to think they'll dial him back, but if you listen to what Fangio's saying, he's saying,
don't
expect it.
That says so much about their level of confidence in this kid.
Well, also his condition, he must be beyond through the roof.
Well, when you're just that much better than everyone, when you're that physically dominant, it's like you just don't even have to worry about having him be in a predicament or a negative situation.
Amazing.
He just handles it.
So you know what?
He's so strong.
Yeah.
Yet his leverage is what's so miraculous. Like that level of that pad level, that lowness. It's so hard to replicate that.
Yeah.
That ability to bend your knees. It's exhausting. Just to stay that crouched. Just try it. Crouched down as low as you can possibly be.
Yeah.
It's hard. And that's the way he plays football.
Yeah.
And he's so explosive on top of it, man. It's just,
I don't get it. Because, like, really even Michael Jordan would only play 40 minutes a game or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no one plays all the snaps you can, so to speak. So, AI had a unique ability
to
play.
Well, that comparison, I mean, defense is only on the field half the
game. No, that's true.
Yeah.
I get it.
The Jordan thing, I'm just saying.
I know
what
you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, I'm with you.
So if he physically can't do something, that's okay?
Who's that, Mike?
No, I'm just...
No, he's talking about Fritz.
I'm just saying.
Oh, Fritz, that's a whole other thing.
Can't do it.
I can't believe you as a former athlete are trying to, like, take up for this lame-o.
I'm just saying.
I'm really surprised at you.
I'm not taking up for him. Yeah. I mean, if the guy can't do it, he can't do it.
Well, then don't yap the yap.
So you have more of a problem with him running his mouth than him physically being able to do something.
I would say that's the bigger problem, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because he really did say a lot.
He ran his mouth in response to you challenging him.
And he accepted the challenge. On Double Dare, when Mark Summers would say on Double Dare, do you want to accept a physical challenge? If the 8-year-old accepts a physical challenge and then taps out, the kid's a loser. 215-592-9.
I don't know about an 8-year-old. He's not 8.
I just got a text from my buddy.
Yeah, you know, the 8-year-old did tap out. Fritz at 31 did. Go ahead, Ben.
I just got a text from my buddy Jimmy Freeman. He says, I'm laughing my ass off on the way to work. Jack Fritz was actually a decent pitcher. I coached against him. That fool has no shot. I seen his body.
Okay.
Wow. Shots fired at the hammer.
Okay.
I've seen his body. Look at that body. So he works out.
My question to Jack, like, I'm not trying, I don't want him to injure himself further, but he's not out here. Like, it's not like he has to pitch 162 games. Like, it's a one-time thing. How bad is it? Like, can he really not just...
And it's not like
toss you a
see,
few.
Devin, I agree, because it's not like I'm a phenomenal hitter. Like, he could probably bring...
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming
as long
not.
As he throws strikes, there's a chance he could get me out.
He could throw it underhanded to you.
Yeah, I mean, listen, right. He wussed out. It's his choice.
Yep.
So I don't know what to tell you.
Shocking.
I mean, it is what it is.
Shocking new development.
The Jalen Carter thing, though, is wild that he plays as much as he does. And I'll say one other thing. So when I was with Jaws Labor Memorial Day weekend down the shore, I didn't know this. Maybe we knew this back in January. I don't remember it. He told me, because we all talked about how Jalen Carter like may have saved the season. Charles told me like he did from this standpoint. He said on that third down play, he said there was a Ram receiver open. And Matthew Stafford was getting ready to crank up the pass to that guy for a touchdown. And that's when Jalen Carter hit him. Like, we all knew Jalen Carter hit him, but unless you're at the game, which I was not, you know, you don't always get the sense of who was open at a certain moment. He said Stafford was getting ready to throw the ball to a guy for a touchdown. And that's when Jalen Carter hit him. So, like, he really, 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 really saved the season. All right, one more on the Eagles' interior defensive lineman, because Jordan Davis is another player of note. Not nearly as good as Jalen Carter, but someone also taken in the first round. Right around where Carter was taken.
13th, I believe.
Yeah,
for
Carter
Davis.
Was 9, Davis was 13.
Yep.
So, it's year 4. For Jordan Davis, let's listen to Vic Fangio talking about the big guy.
What did you factor into the decision to have Jordan Davis pick up his fifth-year option? And what does he need to do in his fourth year to warrant that decision?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have anything to do with that decision. You know, that's how he's. But Jordan last year, I would say the last 7 or 8 games, including the playoffs, played very well down the stretch. And I think that's carried over into this offseason. And I anticipate it carrying over into the season. I think he's in the best shape that he's ever been in, which he kind of got into late in the season last year, and he's carried it over. So I think he's going to do very well for us this year.
You don't typically see that. Can I just follow up real quick on that? You don't typically see guys get in their best shape late into the season. Why did it take so long for him to get in his best shape?
We could be here a long time for that. It's for some guys it takes time, but I'm ducking that question.
How is Davis involved as a pass rusher?
How
is he involved as a pass rusher?
He got better towards the those last 7 or 8 games. He really did.
John, it's the first time I remember him ducking a question.
Ducking it.
He actually said, I didn't, when asked about Jordan Davis coming back, he said, I didn't have anything to do with that decision. That's Howie.
Well, to be fair, he said the same thing about CJ Gardner.
Yeah, sure. That doesn't bother me as much.
Doesn't bother me at all.
I will say, too, with the best shape of his life thing, I never believe it, but I actually believe it when Vic Fangio says it because he's such a straight shooter. Like, I actually believe that Jordan Davis is in great shape. You know
James,
what I mean?
If you're Jordan Davis's agent, you're in his ear saying, listen, big guy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's year four. You didn't get the contract after three. Now, you got this fifth-year option thing, but you haven't gotten the big payday you could get. Milton Williams just got $100 million. Josh Sweat just got $70 million.
Yep, 100%.
Like, put it together for 12 months, man, and you can make money that can change generations.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think why he said I'm ducking it is because, on the one hand, you know, he's annoyed that it's taking him this long to get in shape, but he finally did it in the last 7 to 8 games, and he said it's carried over. So he doesn't want to rip him.
I agree, I think
there's another thing to that, too, is that Vic Fangio wasn't here for the first 2 years of his career. He doesn't want to rip those other defensive coordinators, those other people here who get him in. Like, it's just it's a hornet's nest you don't need to jump into.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
He's just not a big fan with this personnel of base either. You know, like with this group of guys. I thought it was interesting the way he talked to that group in the press conference yesterday. He was quizzing the group. You know, how many plays do you think we actually ran base last year? He's asking them in the press conference. And it turned out to be, you know, 160 plays and ended up being, you know, 10 to 12% of the time.
Yeah.
This is in his mind, sort of an addendum. You know, remember, Cooper DeJean was on the field playing in 90% of the snaps after he started being part of the recipe.
When he got healthy.
He's a critical part of the recipe. You know, Cooper DeJean, his ability to play and hit and run, and, you know, some of these guys have to be out there on the field, and it's just a matter of who's going to be the 11th best defender.
Yeah, we'll find out. I mean, to this point, clearly Fangio hasn't believed in Jordan Davis too much, and I wouldn't either. I mean, he's a run-stopping defensive tackle in a world where that's not relied on all that often. Let's go to Greg in Gladwin. Greg, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing well, Greg.
Good, good. So I just want to say a couple things about this Jack Fritz thing. So number one, Joe, you didn't do anything. Like, Jack pulled out, so we
Thank
can give
you,
Jack a
Greg.
Hard time. But
Thank
you didn't
you.
Do anything.
Well, I'm preparing. I haven't pulled out. I mean, I guess that's sort of something.
The other thing is I think the whole hammer thing's a bit of a fraud, and I want to make a proposal, okay?
Wow.
Ooh, wow, coming in hot here.
All right, I'm perplexed by this line of thinking, and I got to tell you, I'm thinking, but make your case.
Okay, my case is, it's kind of like, you know, you're a professional, and you're really taking on people who are doing this part-time. So it's like a pro basketball player playing against, like, a pickup guy. So here's what I propose. We got a couple finals going on, best of seven series. You take on like a Philadelphia professional sports writer one time in a best of seven series, different sports writer.
Yeah, I won't
want
to make them look bad, though, because I want to look out for their professional reputation.
That's a challenge. That's a great challenge. Let's see if you can take. Let's see if you can do that.
You want me to take on like Kemsky?
Like those guys.
Kemsky.
Yeah, I mean, what do you want?
What are you signaling out, Jimmy?
McClain?
What
do you want to take? Bowen?
I think because he just heard him ask.
What do you want? Me versus Salisbury? What are we talking about here? What?
You got to take on pros. That's the way I would say. That's the way I would say. Hammer would get all the.
Well, Greg, it's not. It's not an unwarranted thought.
I like that idea.
But yeah. We also are a radio show that interacts with our audience. We're trying to give the audience chances to win prizes. I mean, I'm being a prize giver around here.
I love the game. No,
here
I think
for the people.
Okay, I'm for the people.
I think to be able to brag, bragging rights. I think you really got to beat the best.
Well, here's the thing. But Greg, here's the thing.
You have to actually accomplish something yourself.
Greg, I can't beat the best, okay?
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Wait. Why is that, Joe?
Because I'm the best.
How did you not see that coming?
Greg,
come on.
Greg and Devin both fall for it.
The Chan Ho Park meatball that I mean,
that was like right down the pike right there.
Look, I'm impressed. You seem to have an encyclopedia.
I like that. That was a good lawyer turn right there. Yeah. You know? God, I want to get. And by the way, I wouldn't be a lawyer. Bad connotation. I'd be an attorney. Higher connotation in society.
How you know law school?
Mm-hmm. Attorney.
You know you got to go to law school.
Like, I wouldn't be a doctor.
Pass the bar.
I wouldn't be a doctor.
And
doctor has a fine reputation, but I'd be a surgeon.
Okay.
There's certain things.
I would trust you one second.
Oh, my God.
Higher reps.
Yeah. I'd rather just live with whatever malady I have than let that guy operate.
All right, Greg, I need an answer. Who's famous for something kind of random?
Okay, I think either Richie or Devin might know this one, but Michael Rayner.
What's he famous for?
I do not know that.
So he just does random juggling feats on Instagram and has so many followers. If you haven't seen him, it's
he's
incredible.
A juggler?
The juggler dude. Okay. I think I do know that guy.
Okay. Juggler guy.
Do you?
That is
do you
amazing
actually?
Stuff. Yeah, Michael.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Sort of.
Yeah, you
maybe
definitely know him.
Household name.
John, you did not sell that very well.
Okay, no.
Oh, fair enough. You know who could have been a winning answer? The guy from Police Academy with the voices.
Jones.
Oh, yeah.
It's great a cat. Michael point. Winslow, I think his
I
name is.
I would have voted for him.
I mean, Ben.
He is the very talented noisemaker of all.
Have you heard his rendition? I forget which Zeppelin song it is.
Whole Lot of Love, I think.
Whole Lot of Love. Have you heard this?
I have not.
We will play it next.
Really?
I'm telling you, for you and everyone listening who has not heard this yet, it is audio to behold.
Really?
Wait till you hear it.
Can't wait.
We're going to get to that next. Phone calls, time's yours. Also, John's got an observation related to Vic Fangio. We'll get to that, a concept about Fangio, and more. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props, and now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double? Well, get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. Just head to FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, and once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can combine live prop bets into a same game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP as well. That's FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to make the smart play today.
Well, it clearly can't be Fritz's theme song. It's too hard. It's too tough. Fritz should come out to the Barney song.
Like maybe some Air Supply.
Yeah, well, a lot of ways to go. All right, good morning to you. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. I'll tell you who could come out to this song. Now, unfortunately, he no longer can because he passed away. But we got to pay honor. Pay tribute to a Hall of Famer that passed away this week. And I'm curious to ask John. So for those that don't know, and the older folks will certainly remember this football player, Jim Marshall died this week.
All-timer.
Now, unfortunately, he's known for a negative moment, which was when he picked up a football and ran the wrong way one time and entered what he thought was the end zone for a touchdown, happened to be the end zone, theoretically, to have a safety, And it definitely became a safety because he threw the ball into the crowd and became a safety. Thought he was scoring a touchdown, ran the wrong way. All right. Unfortunately, he's maybe best known for that. What he should be best known for is the fact that this man, and John, give me your perspective as a guy that played out there. This man played for 20 years, from 1961 to 1979. Maybe that's 19 years.
18.
No, 61 through 79.
Well, it's 18, but maybe it's 19 seasons, 18 years.
19 years.
61 to 79. Do math. 79 minus 61 is 18, big dog.
No, it's 19. James, if 61.
Yes, it might be
James,
19
James,
seasons.
James, 1961 and 1962, it's 2 years.
Yes, I said right, it might be 19 good. Seasons, but and, the math and is 18.
And it's 19 years. So you're good. 18 years is 18 seasons. 19 years is 19 seasons. We're good. John, he never missed a game.
And he's not in the Hall of Fame.
He never. Oh, I think he's in the Hall of Fame.
No.
He's not in the Hall of Fame.
That's what I read in his obituary.
Johnny never missed a game. He went from when the NFL was 12 games, excuse me, 12 games to 14 games to 16 games. At defensive line. Never missed a game.
270 games with the Vikings.
Yeah, 282 overall.
282 consecutive.
Yeah.
Man.
Unbelievable is that.
Think about that. Yeah. You started... The Vikings, in their first season, the Vikings had never even been a team. And he plays their first Vikings game
right. All
the way until 1979. It's like the verge of the 80s.
Look, I'm just telling you. So just God bless the guy.
It's now color TV. Really does feel like a lot has changed.
Favre broke his record. Favre's the one that broke the record. True. Obviously different position. By the way, Ben, when is Seltzer going to realize that 19 seasons is 19 years?
Oh, I just did math, dude. Come on. Think about it.
Semantics.
Semantics.
It's
but
not, James, how many years is 1961 and 1962? How many years?
I was just
doing
the math, dude.
I'm just asking a question. How many years is 1961 and 1962?
I was doing the math. 18, I was minus an 8. So you're adding
who was
a year.
Wrong?
That's fine.
You don't get all fritzy on me. You're getting soft underbelly.
Oh, fritzy. Oh.
You gotta watch yourself,
hey,
big
dude, I take losses.
You're a little full of yourself today.
I take losses.
You take a lot of
just
losses.
Just today.
I admit it. Unless you have bad
so
questions.
So do I.
So were you wrong?
I guess the way you're phrasing it, sure, I was just doing math. Yes, that's fine.
You just keep saying you're doing math all you want. You're wrong.
What's 79 minus 61? What
it's
is it?
It's 18, right, but that doesn't
right.
mean
that's
it's...
all I was doing, buddy. I was just doing math, okay? Right. You're right. How many seasons
Thank
it is?
You. Thank you. Devin.
All right, this is going
I just want to know why James hasn't taken versus. This opportunity to roast your hair.
I should, because you look ridiculous.
I know I
it look, it like,
that's
it's
all
probably
happen, you guys.
The dumbest hair that's ever right. been on our show. So there you
wow.
go.
Wow, that's a low blow right there.
Well, especially with how
not probably. I mean, it clearly is.
With how the bar was.
That was some petty. That might have been the most petty sentence this ever guy. Spoken.
Because he's being annoying, right?
That was
so
annoying.
If he's
going to
be annoying, I'm going to go
wait,
at
wait,
him.
Take the L.
Can we hear
you
that again?
Take the L.
Take the L.
That
take
might
the L.
be the dumbest hair.
Oh, you're good at taking L's. The worst L taker in the history of the world. Whining about like every beat the hammer question I've ever asked.
Just doing math.
You might as well have said, I know you are.
Oh,
right,
the voice, the voice is coming out.
All right, Twitter poll
like
question of the day.
The worst loser of all time.
Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet.
Loser!
In 2025, Armin Chevrolet is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive ArminChevy.com. Poll question. Which finals are you more likely to watch? All right, let's all go on the record. Rhea, NHL or NBA?
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where
where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I do want to see the NHL just because I want to see Connor McDavid win.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
I'm a big fan.
I want the Flyers to get him in two seasons.
Well, yeah, that would be nice.
Root for him to not sign a contract and be available and then get him in.
Yeah. And
seriously, I'm serious.
I just think the other series.
I'm interested to watch for that reason.
I mean, look, it's probably not going to happen, but I'm just saying if, you know. The thing about Gretzky was eventually it was too American, it was a big city and all that, and like maybe. Because let's be real, this guy's buried up there.
Yeah.
He's worth watching.
He is worth watching. He's an amazing player. Seltzer, NHL or NBA?
I watch NBA more.
All right, so 1-1. Ben, you said NHL 2-1. Yeah. Devin, you are?
NBA.
2-2. John?
It's tough. It's tough. I wish the Knicks actually would have made the finals.
I would have rooted for them.
Oh my God! Yeah, what's wrong with you?
I was can't all in. Believe
Nova Knicks.
I wish they did so I could hate
like
watch.
I've lost something.
Ew. I was all in.
What are you guys doing?
Really?
It's the Nova Knicks. I'm a Villanova fan.
No, they're the Knicks. You do this to the Mets, Nova. The Knicks. Like it's weak. It's
Nova Knicks.
You want to talk about weak? You're ripping Fritz all day. Rooting for New York teams.
I like the Knicks.
That is worst.
Yeah, that is way worse. Oh my God, it's not even comparable.
All right, so I'm saying NBA, John. NBA or NHL?
Yeah, NBA.
All right, so 4-2 in our poll. How do you think the voting public voted?
I think people are so mad at the NBA that. NHL is going to win with 60%.
60% exactly. God, wow. You are.
Wow.
That's really impressive. It's really something.
He might be more impressive than your Beat the Hammer.
I think he is.
Well, that was luck right there.
I give that.
Nostradamus.
John, right. You should start like a celebration every time you nail the percentage on the polls.
You're right.
You should get a drop
screaming.
Board.
And
over.
Bang! That's what you do!
Right. That's what you do.
Ben, I got to play this. Guy from Police Academy for you.
Yeah.
This is amazing. So what you're about to hear, so the guy's name is Michael Winslow.
Mm-hmm. And he's still around.
He's totally still around. People remember
I
him.
I see this guy.
He was in like his 20s and like when Police Academy had its heyday in the 80s.
Tackleberry. Remember Tackleberry?
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he was of Jones. Course. But yeah, I remember Tackleberry.
All right.
Jones.
So he's probably like in his 60s. So he's still doing his thing. So he popped up on a show recently to play.
Actually, I think it was from a little while ago.
You think he'd be even better at doing the sounds now from practicing even more
well,
and all that stuff.
This is amazing. So, Ben, what you're about to hear is a whole lot of love, Zeppelin, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's two people involved. It's the voice guy, and then it's a guy with an acoustic guitar. So you're going to hear a guitar.
That's it.
But what you're going to find out is voice guy makes it sound like an acoustic guitar. While also,
no, it sounds like an electric guitar.
I'm sorry. I said it wrong. It's going to sound like an electric guitar while also doing vocals. So he's going to take an acoustic guitar and make it sound like an electric guitar while doing vocals. Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you maybe the greatest voice guy of all time. And that's saying something because you got Coughlin, you got Caliendo.
Caliendo, yeah.
I think he is the greatest voice guy of all
time. I do too. Yeah. This is beyond belief. Let's roll the tape. That's his voice. Both at the same time, voice and guitar. Right? Like, Ben, what are you thinking right now?
I'm thinking, how is this even possible?
Right.
How is it physically possible?
That's his voice.
That's a human voice.
That's a voice.
It sounds like somebody's just wailing on a guitar, an electric guitar.
And how about when he was doing the electric guitar and the Robert Plant stuff at the same time?
At the same time.
How do you do that?
Sliding while singing. Impossible.
I mean, how do you do that?
And that's live.
How do you do that? It's unbelievable. Let's go to, Ben, how great was that, man?
Like, seriously, how is it physically possible to do that?
I know. Cool. All right, Derek and Paoli. Derek, good morning, bud.
What's happening?
Quite a bit.
Yo, when you win your 300th, man, I'm going to treat you to McDonald's, and we can go inside and not get an Uber over to you. You know what I mean?
And he's going to – it's going to be a big hassle getting the honey mustard. Oh, no, the hot mustard.
Hot mustard, yes.
Derek, I'm more interested not in 300 is a big deal, but when I beat Fritz, man, we are going to par T.
Yeah, I hope you do beat him, man. I really do, man.
That makes it sound lame.
But I hope you do, man.
That's pretty lame. I mean,
I'll make sure I get the invite for that one.
What, Derek?
That's going to be a tough task for you. Fritz is a lot bigger than you. I don't think he's that much greater of an athlete than you, but he's...
Yeah, but I told you from the beginning, you don't have the heart. He's done. I called that months ago.
Let's remember this day. Let's remember you saying he doesn't have the heart.
Yeah.
I think he'll demonstrate he might have the heart. But who knows?
Okay.
This is disconcerting.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's not a great day for Fritzman.
And by the way, I encourage people for Times Yours Tomorrow to
don't have heart, man.
Yeah, and Times Yours Tomorrow should wail away on Fritz. Maybe we got some of that already today. All right, Derek, we got to start moving. Give me a quick Eagles point.
All right, I was going to say something else, but I don't have time, so I'll just give my answer. Yep. I was going to say Michael Buffer.
Yeah, it's an interesting answer. I think that is a pretty good answer.
Yeah.
All right, let's in 1 minute we're going to get to Times Yours, and maybe there are some calls already about the Fritz thing. We'll see. Times Yours up ahead in 1 minute.
When couples walk into Benari Jewelers, they can't believe the selection of amazing engagement rings. I'm talking thousands of choices. If she's seen a ring she loves on Pinterest, they've got it at Benari. Halos, hidden halos, vintage, side stone rings, three stone rings, classic or contemporary in white gold, yellow gold, rose gold, platinum. You can go with the simple solitaire or the most intricate design imaginable Benari is an authorized retailer for all the top bridal designers. So if she's looking for a certain brand, like Tacori, Benari has the entire collection. And Benari's amazing associates are not retail clerks. They're true experts who specialize in helping you combine a beautiful, handcrafted ring with just the right diamond to make your dream ring a reality with no compromises. Don't select a ring that looks like everyone else's. She deserves something that reflects her unique style, taste, and personality. And you'll find it at Benari Jewelers, Exton in Newtown Square.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours. Thank you, Andy Reid. Time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go. Only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
The reason I love Vic Fangio is because he's asked a question about Makuba and Sydney, and he comes right out and says, look, this is a competition that we're not going to figure out until training camp is complete and probably a few preseason games, and that is kind of exciting.
Yeah, I agree. The only thing I'll push back on you, I don't know that any coach would be any different in that regard. I mean, the reality is there's no one that you know for sure, is worthy of that job. So I think any coach would have this as an open battle in training camp.
Hey, Joe, quick question for you. Quick question. Can a chicken make it across a pond if he was on Jim Plunkett's back? John, answer that for us, please. Thank you.
That's pretty good, man.
Joe, here you keep taking shots at Jack's manhood. I mean, all I'm saying is Jack has two kids and you have none. Who's really got the manhood around here? Time's yours.
Ooh, spicy. Jeez.
Depends what happened behind closed doors.
What
does that mean? I'm not going to touch that one.
What is that? Wait, what?
I guess that guy's assuming something.
I don't even know what you're trying to say.
I'm saying the guy's calling in about his manhood. I don't even know that he has manhood.
Oh, no. He's got two kids. I mean.
Yeah. I know he supposedly does.
Oh, relax. Rein it in. We were wondering where the line was. We just crossed it. That was the line.
Jack is so pathetic. He should be forced to get an evaluation and a medical opinion as to whether or not he can pitch and throw a baseball. Other than that, he needs to get out there and do it. Because what's next? Well, he can't throw. Oh, well, I also can't swing a tennis racket. Oh, well, I also can't shoot a basketball. Team to camera. Time's yours.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
One of the 12.
And with that, time's yours. We are definitely done. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line.
Good day.
Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments,
and
your complaints. Call 215-238.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Enough is enough. Start playing with some jam in here. Let's go.
Because now you realize
you can't handle the truth.
It doesn't sound good. Not good.
Backing out of a contest for anything physically wrong?
What's up, Doc?
I'll tell you what's
up. You're not going to be able to do. You're not going to be allowed.
Well, listen.
I think you started the day gaining people on your side, and then you pushed them away today.
I might have.
It was concerning the way you did that.
A little too far.
Yeah, a little
bit. You think?
A little too far. Well,
perhaps.
All right, we got to come up with a winning answer, and we have great choices for who's known for something random. An accomplishment or some kind of fame or some kind of greatness for something not so typical. All right, we can get one or two quickly turning two calls in. Paul, give me an answer. Who's known for something random?
Dr. Jack Kevorkian.
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow. Okay. We got one more. Tim in Swedesboro. What do you got?
David Copperfield.
Yeah, but he takes a backseat to
Houdini.
Houdini. The Kevorkian thing, I don't know that I can vote for.
I can't vote
feels
for that.
Feels dirty. Yeah. I know. It's
a good answer.
I can't vote for
euthanasia. It's a good answer. All right. There are seven that clearly rise above. Kevorkian, Evel Knievel, Steve Bartman, the Flying Willendis, Houdini, Octomom, Nostradamus.
For me, it's Nostradamus, the Willendas, and it's problematic with the Willendas because we've got multiple.
And I think Houdini's in there too, right?
Houdini's
in there.
Houdini,
and Evel Knievel.
Nostradamus, Evel Knievel.
I like Nostradamus is my number one.
I think Nostradamus
is probably the number one. I like a lot, but Nostradamus is like just
so we got three
big.
Nostradamus
it's
votes.
Iconic.
Rhea,
I think that's it.
It.
Yeah.
Nostradamus.
I predict him winning.
Yeah, you did.
Look at Ben. Hey, everyone, have a wonderful rest
Dad
of the day.
Dad joke king.
So, Mick Abel tonight, is he the one?
He's the man.
This will be interesting. Yeah. Start too.
It's a big start for him.
It
How deep is he going to go, Ben?
I mean, if he could give him six, I'd be good with six innings.
I would too.
Yeah.
You got the bullpen ready to go.
Yeah. Bullpen's rested.
All right, Mick Abel. We'll be watching. Phil's Blue Jays tonight. Look, we'll talk to you tomorrow. We look forward to it. Joe and Hugh. Guys, I'm not kidding about this. Please take it easy on Fritz. I don't want to make the kid feel bad. Obviously, he's exposed himself in a bad way. Be easy on him. Be nice.
Look at you, magnanimous.
No,
at the end. I know.
It's not my fault he's got a soft underbelly.
Rip him for 4 hours and then tell people not to rip him.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, if he can't take it, then I don't want him to have to take it. So be nice. Be civil. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 94 WIP.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.